Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. Functional fitness is a horrible way to describe your gym. Number one, no one knows what functional fitness means. You may know what it means as a fitness professional, but your ideal client doesn't. I always like to use the parameter. If your grandmother doesn't know what something means, you probably shouldn't use it in your marketing. Think about it. None of your prospects ever come in and say, "I'm just really looking for a functional fitness gym," right? Instead, they're coming to you saying, "Hey, I have this and this pain," or "I'm looking to PR at my next race," or "I'd like to be able to sit down on the ground cross-legged, improve mobility," whatever it is, right? Those things are a result of functional fitness training, but they are not the symptom. The best, most effective marketing uses the exact words or phrases to describe the problem that your ideal client would use. And again, no client has ever come and said, "Hey, I really am looking for functional fitness." If you are using the word functional fitness in your name, in your marketing, on your website, you're going to increase the effectiveness of your marketing if you eliminate that word and instead replace it with describing either the symptoms that your ideal client would complain about or the benefits of functional fitness training. If you would like my full-length training on how to weaponize your website by writing effective copy that converts, head on over to my free Facebook group for gym owners. That's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.